The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. I've been looking forward to this ever since we talked with our friend Liz Edelman several weeks ago about talking about the new Hilton Downtown Hotel. And with us in studio is Matt Felling. He is the general manager for the new Convention Center Hotel. Matt, welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, this has really been exciting. Some friends of mine have been really hoping that this is going to take off because this will allow the city of Des Moines so much more flexibility in bringing in larger ticket items to the convention center.
And that's the basis of the hotel and why Hilton and the city and the county want to have this here and connect to the convention center.
Right.
For years, everybody has heard this, that we can't get the large conferences in town because we didn't have a host hotel connected to the convention center.
Right.
Well, we do now.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. We want those larger conferences. We want the people downtown walking around and hitting in the restaurants. That's
right.
What it's
and
all about.
Seeing all that we have to offer these days.
All that Des Moines has to offer.
Now, you're not from around here, are you?
I'm originally from Kansas City.
There you go. And, welcome.
Been with Hilton for 36 years.
Get out of
and,
here, really.
And traveled through this area many times on my way back to Kansas City. So.
Opening date for the hotel is scheduled for when?
Right now, we're shooting for March 21.
Okay.
And this project is on target. Originally, we were thinking it was going to be the first week in April, but White's Construction has done an excellent job, and
good.
The weather has held out, and we actually have the opportunity to go earlier than original plans.
You know, one of my good friends, his name is Andy Goodman. He's in charge of the Iowa-Nebraska Equipment Dealers Association, and he's been banging the drum on this downtown convention center hotel for years because, they do this very large, I think it's second or third largest indoor farm show in the nation.
Absolutely.
Do you know Andy?
And I've heard that name.
Yeah, you've heard that name.
And,
huh?
We're going to make sure that we get in contact with Andy and see what we can do and let him know that we're going to be right next door.
There you go. And of course, his event, I think, is in February, so you're not going to be open for this one, but next year we're going to get hooked up on it.
Exactly.
Matt Felling, ladies and gentlemen, he is the general manager of the downtown Hilton Convention Center Hotel. That's, by the way, they took out the old buildings and they've been working on this thing for quite some time. You've been here through all of that?
The Allied building was there, and White's Construction took that down back in June of 2016. And the construction of the Hilton Hotel has been going on ever since then. I come in 1 year in advance of the hotel opening. So I've been here since April.
Yeah, and doing what? What have you been doing?
Well, we've also have Tamara Chubb, the Director of Sales and Marketing, on site. And that's what it's about, selling the groups. And we've got to get the groups that are booking a year or so or even 2 years in advance of coming to town. And Tamara's been doing an excellent job of getting out to those associations that book that business and letting them know we now are here.
Yeah.
And we've been very successful at that.
Now, over 300 rooms, is that correct?
330 rooms.
Yeah.
Of those 330 rooms, there are 26 suites. And it's going to vary from a presidential suite to a two-bay bedroom suite. The rest of the rooms will either be rooms with one king-size bed or two queen beds.
And when we talk about doing all of this work that goes into building a hotel, I would suspect that new hotels are pretty technologically advanced. What do you got in there that's cool?
You know, the latest and greatest, of course, that White's and Hilton have been watching, and everything from LED lights through the entire property, of course.
Money
which is
saving.
Energy conservation is what it's all about. However, there is new features that have been out for a short period of time and where guests will be able to do digital check-in. And it's on your smartphone. You have to be a Hilton Honors member to utilize it. And you will be able to pick your room After you make your reservation, pick your room on your smartphone and check in 24 hours in advance of your arrival date on your smartphone and go directly to your room.
Really?
This is the new feature.
There's no more of this standing in line, checking in, and all that stuff.
You do not have to. If you want to stop and visit with the front desk clerks and find out what's going on in Des Moines, that's acceptable. Please do. But you have the option of going right to your room with this digital check-in. And there are other features that are going to be enhancing that also. Not only will you be able to go right to your room, that digital check-in and that smartphone are now going to have different features that will roll out in the future in the next year or so, where with your Hilton Honors app, it will communicate with the thermostat in the room.
Get out of here.
And it will change the thermostat to your preferred features and temperature in the room because it knows that you're in the room.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's also going to talk to we've purchased the infrastructure for this, for the televisions. It's also going to have your Netflix account on the television, your Spotify account. Everything from your smartphone will be right on that in that room.
Wow.
You'll be able to. It's like being at home.
Wow. Good stuff. We're talking about the Downtown Convention Center Hotel by Hilton. When it comes to this particular arrangement, it is a city and county and Hilton. How did all that stuff work?
This particular hotel is owned by the city and the county, who has, has organized the Iowa Event Center Corporation to own this hot property. They then pick up the phone and call Hilton and say, Hilton, come manage this property for us. And that's how it came about. Hilton has been interested in all these different cities, especially Des Moines. It's a capital city. Mm-hmm. And Hilton is out, and they're looking for new projects, and they're talking to all of the different ownership groups. And they have people out looking for these projects.
Yeah, and so from what I understand then, it's a nonprofit entity that really runs the hotel. Is that right? Or a board, rather?
It's a board.
Yeah, right.
Hilton runs it. Hilton manages it. Right. That's us, but we are managing it for that board.
Got it.
That's correct.
And you know, this is not new to Des Moines, as a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen. The Wells Fargo Arena, the Wells Fargo Event Center, that's also kind of in that same era. What they do is they write a check to the county every year for, I think this last year was about $1 million.
And that's the goal.
Yeah.
It's all about the return on investment.
Absolutely. We're talking with, his name is Matt Felling, ladies and gentlemen. He's the general manager of the Hilton Downtown Convention Center Hotel. The design of this is awfully modern looking, too.
The design of this has followed through with what's going on in Des Moines, and that is the new technology companies that have chosen to move here, and whether Facebook or Microsoft. And so in appreciation of that, the designers have utilized some different features of the building. The outside of the building, the windows are a barcode. And,
what?
Yeah, our barcode. And we followed through with that on inside the building. The carpet in the guest corridors is a matrix, and you will see the matrix in the carpet, special design custom carpet. We've also gone one step further, and all of the meeting space in the room, the ballroom, is the cloud ballroom.
Oh, really?
And then the other meeting rooms are the matrix room, the linear room, the element room, and the binary boardroom.
The binary boardroom.
we've followed suit with this appreciation for all of this new the new technology.
How fun! When it comes to designing the interior of hotels, who did all that? Is that through corporate Hilton?
No. Hilton is involved by setting the specifications of what they require, and then it is up to the ownership group to hire different design companies to come in.
Got it.
And, of course, local company RDG, and then another company for the interior design, Dana Irvine, was involved. And all the interior specs, but it has to meet Hilton specifications on materials and different items that are required.
So you've been in this business a long time, Matt.
36 years.
Yeah. So what's the most challenging part of being a general manager of a hotel?
The challenging part, I don't have a lot of challenges.
Yeah.
It is truly the opening the hotel is a passion, and it is just great enjoyment. Everything that people experience in your life happen in hotels, and everybody comes to a hotel to celebrate everything in their life, birthdays, anniversaries. People come to a hotel are looking to have a good time. They're a great person to entertain and wonderful to have around. So it's a very enjoyable business.
What about amenities at this new hotel as far as restaurants and libations and those types of things?
This hotel will have Park Street Kitchen with an outside patio with a fireplace. The only hotel in Des Moines that has an outside fireplace. But our Park Street Kitchen is our three-meal restaurant, along with our Park Street Lobby Bar. And we will have a wide variety of cuisine in there. We have hired our chef, local chef from this area, Nick Marino. And we will be able to, in the Lobby Bar, have a lot of different things that will be shareables. And we're going to shake a lot of martinis and serve a lot of wine.
Good deal.
And
I'm in.
Yeah.
Can we just stop in? We don't have to have a room
there. You don't have to. Please, that's the idea. It is open to the outside. We want everybody stopping in. The skywalk goes right into the front of the hotel.
Right.
Everybody on their way to the convention center has to walk through that skywalk, and there is easy access into that lobby bar and that restaurant off of the street. And that's the idea. We want everybody to come in and enjoy themselves.
Matt Felling, ladies and gentlemen, you had me at shaking martinis. You see that? I was right in right, as soon as you said that. All right, so the establishment should be open, you believe, mid-March or so.
Mid-March.
And you got enough employees? How many employees are going to have there?
You know, this property is going to require probably 170 hourly team members that we're going to need. And we're going to work to get everybody to try and apply online at the www.jobs.hilton.com website. All of our jobs are posted at this time. We will have another 10 or 12 managers that we need to hire. We will have a total of 28 managers and 170 hourly team members.
Mm.
Those jobs are going to be anything from front desk clerks to valet parkers, restaurant servers, bartenders, banquet servers, banquet captains, all housekeepers.
Wow.
And so a lot of different team members. And so if we can get everybody to that www.jobs.com. Hilton.com.
And we'll have a link.
Great.
Yeah, we'll have a link.
Great.
Now, you're doing some job fairs?
And we will have job fairs on January 14th from 1 to 4 at the hotel, and on January 15th from 10 to 1 at the hotel.
So those
are
coming up.
It's a combination of things. We want the people to come in, and if they want to apply for a job, or if they just want to come in and visit with the chef, if they think that they want to be in the culinary end of the hotel, or if they want to talk to the front office manager, come on in and visit with us. We'll tell you about the hotel. We'll tell you about the positions. And if it's something that you're interested in, we can have you fill out fill out your application.
All right. We're talking with Matt Felling, ladies and gentlemen, about the new Convention Center Hotel by the city of Des Moines and also the county of Polk County, and being run by Hilton. 36 years, did you say?
36 years.
Wow. That's a long time to be with one company. Why? Why?
Hilton is just a fabulous company to work for. They are a Fortune 100 company.
Yeah.
Hilton strives to look out for the team member. And it is definitely a company that every person feels comfortable, that they feel welcome, and that they feel that they are valued. And Hilton has always done an excellent job providing for the team members and promotes from within.
Yeah.
I'm a perfect example of that.
And you started doing what?
I started out as a guest services manager in 1981. I've done every job in the hotel there is to do.
Guest services manager. Yeah. What was that? What does that mean?
It's in the front office. I ran the front office.
Got it. Yeah. All right. So you're making sure everybody's doing what they should be doing.
That's it.
Difference, but obviously there's a big difference. I get to go to Kansas City on a regular basis. We've had some clients down there and some client meetings down there. As a matter of fact, I think I stayed at a Hilton in Kansas City more than once.
There are multiple
Hiltons,
DoubleTree Hotels, Embassy Suites, all part of the Hilton family,
Hampton
Inns, Conrad's, Waldorf Astoria, multiple different brands out there underneath the Hilton.
Yeah, I know when you get the rewards card, it's got all of these logos on the bottom of it.
You can stay anywhere in the world.
All right, so the difference between Kansas City and Des Moines, you've been here almost a year.
Almost a year. Got here in April. Quality of life is real close to the same. It's just
it
a little smaller than Kansas City, I think. But we definitely have noticed the quality of life here is absolutely outstanding. We can get anywhere from Des Moines. We can get to Chicago. We can get to Kansas City, St. Louis, Minneapolis from here. We are finding, too, that the team members that we're attracting, people have grown up here and left and gone to college. They're coming back to Des Moines. Mm-hmm. And we're also finding that the demographic that is moving to Des Moines is exactly what we're looking for. The highest demographic moving to Des Moines is 25 to 33. Multiple apartments and lofts here in downtown, close to the hotel for everybody to live in. And so that's exactly what we're looking for in certain areas.
Now, back in the old days, and you don't remember this, I'm sure, because you are much younger than I, but there was a time when the hotel general managers actually lived in the hotel.
That's correct.
Is that right?
That's a long time ago.
That is a long
right.
time
they
ago.
They used to live in the hotel. There were a lot of general managers that actually had drivers and cars and never owned a car, and people would take them wherever they wanted to go, and you would change out. Every time there was a new general manager, their apartments were changed out with furniture. Yeah, those are old times.
Those are some old times.
That might still be going on somewhere.
But I'm sure that it might, but this is a position, Matt, of great respect, I think, in among industries. Because, first of all, you're dealing with lots of individuals who are traveling, who are coming, as you said, for celebration of some kind of a life event. And so you want to make it as positive as possible. And I think that people tend to look up to people in your position and in the hospitality position because they appreciate that.
And it feels good, and that's what it's all about. Yeah. It's about welcoming people to your house. And when people come in, we want them to feel comfortable. We want people to go away and say, I like Des Moines. I like being there. The Hilton takes care of me. And at the same time, when people come and visit, we want people to think about sure. us. And when everyone is, their daughters are getting married, we want them to say immediately, the first thought would be, we're going to call Matt at the Hilton.
At the Hilton, downtown. I know that our friend Greg Edwards is really excited about all of this with Catch Des Moines and the Des Moines Convention and Visitors Bureau. He's been banging the drum on this for a long time as well. When you finally get open, or before you open, are you having an open house so that the rest of us can see what this thing looks like?
We have had hard hat tours for multiple groups. Most of the time, that's going to be the meeting planners that are bringing people through that want to have their events in the hotel. So we have hard hat tours all the time. If somebody was interested, they can contact us. Our phone number is on our website and Hilton Des Moines downtown. And we can definitely get some people through there. We have taken some special county and city officials through there, of course.
Sure.
And we will have an opening celebration that everybody that was involved in this opening of the hotel we're not sure exactly what date that's going to be, an entertainment, but there will be a celebration, a grand opening, and then we'll definitely do public tours.
All right. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, you can have an opportunity perhaps to see the brand new convention center hotel operated by Hilton. Matt, thanks so very much for doing this. I really do appreciate it.
Pleasure to be here.
Thank you. It is lots of fun. All right, we will have all of this. If you missed any of this conversation this afternoon, we'll have all of it up on our radio blog and podcast page so that you can click through. If you're looking for a job, we'll have that link there as well. Thanks again.
Thank you.
My pleasure. All right, we've got to move on out of here, find out what happened today on Wall Street, because that... Well, this is the Business News Hour, so we've got to talk about business and find out what the stocks did. And we'll be looking at those when we come back.